我们谢谢师母，她今天有双重的责任，非常的劳苦。
Mrs. D has a double duty today. She's happy to do it.
Thank you. 很抱歉，昨天晚上我没办法参加新年晚会。
I apologize. I wasn't able to attend the Chinese New Year celebration last night.
我个人总是觉得到了中国新年的时候特别有意义。
Personally, I feel that when we come to Chinese New Year, it's particularly meaningful to us.
则记总是记得小时候过新年的那个味道。
Always sort of remember the experiences when I was young.
我们能够在美国还有这个机会能够纪念我们中国的新年，是给我们的下一代一个很好的教导。
For us in the United States to have this opportunity to celebrate Chinese New Year, we are leaving a good example for our children.
今天跟大家思想一个题目。
Today we'll meditate on the topic today.
先不谈这个题目。
But first we won't talk about this topic.
不跟你有关的是人不管你是什么样的背景，对于生跟死都有你自己的看法跟思想。
But related to the topic, no matter who we are, where we're from, we have our own thinking concerning life and death.
从历史上我们来看，很多的有权威的人，很多的国王，很多的百万富翁，千万富翁。
From history, we'll look at kings and those in authority, that they millionaires or billionaires.
我们中国人有秦始皇。
For Chinese, we have Emperor Qin.
美国人有 Howard Hughes.
And in the United States, we have Howard Hughes.
他们两个有什么相同的地方？
What do these two people have in common?
都怕死。
They both feared death.
都想要找长生不老的药。
They want to find the way to eternal life.
所以秦始皇派了徐福，是吧？叫徐福。
So Emperor Qin sent somebody named 徐福，
带领童男童女下东洋去找这长生不老药。据我们所知，这是日本人的来源哈。
And he sent the same person to bring a team of young children to a place that we know as Japan today to find the secret to eternal life.
也没有找到。
But they didn't find it.
Howard Hughes 很怕死。
Howard Hughes feared death too.
他把自己放在一个所谓的 plastic bubble 里面。
He put himself in a plastic bubble.
几乎变成个疯人。
Almost became a madman.
他以为这样他就不会有细菌，就不会死。
Because he was thinking when he's in that bubble, then he will be, will not have to come in contact with bacteria, then he won't die.
所以生与死，一直到对我们来讲，很多人来讲都是一个谜。
Therefore, to many of us, life and death is really a myth.
有的人就说，我死了就死了。
But some say that, well, once I die, I'm dead, I'm gone.
什么都没有了。
There won't be anything left.
我也不需要挂虑了。
And I don't need to worry.
假如真的是这样的话，也蛮好的。
If that were true, it's not too bad.
是不是？
But is it true?
你有没有想过？
Have you thought about it?
在我们死了以后还有没有生命？
Is there life after death?
我相信很多人都研究过这个问题。
I believe many people have done research in this area.
不管是从科学方面来看，
Not only from the scientific point of view,
从心理学方面来看，
From a psychological point of view,
都有很多人做过这些研究。
There are many people who have done research in this
So far, 到目前为止没有一个答案。
So far, nobody has the answer.
可是圣经有。
But the Bible does.
我们看一下路加福音十六章，这我们很熟悉的。
Let's look at a familiar passage, Luke chapter 16.
我们知道这是财主跟拉撒路的例子。
This is the story of the rich man and Lazarus.
路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16,
十九节
verse 19,
我来念。
今天 we'll read it.
有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐，又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口，要得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的疮。后来呢，讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了并且埋葬了，他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里。24节，就喊着说，我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来，用指头尖浇点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。我们就念到这里。
Verses 19 to 24。
人死了以后还有没有生命？
Do we still have life after death?
有。
Yes.
这里讲得很清楚。
Here it's clearly stated.
两种生命。
There are two types of life.
一种在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
The first is in the bosom of Abraham.
在亚伯拉罕的怀里，我相信是很舒服的。
I believe that's a very comfortable place.
一种是在阴间受苦。
Another one is in Hades suffering.
是永远的受苦。
And that is the eternal suffering.
你没想到，你看那个财主说，请你派拉撒路拿着指头尖点水放在我这里，让我凉一凉的感受。
What do you think about when the rich man said that send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue?
他那种痛苦的状况，我们想象得到，想象不到。
Can we imagine what kind of torment he was in?
我们愿意像他那样子吗？
Do we want to be like him?
我们能不能相信我们一定会在亚伯拉罕的怀里？
Do we have full assurance that we will be in Abraham's bosom?
很清楚的，基督徒会与神同在。
Very clearly, Christians will be with God.
对，人人都有一死。
It's appointed unto all men to die.
死了以后，有的永生，有的永苦。
For some, there's eternal life, and others is eternal suffering.
所以问题是我们有没有确信我们会跟神同在。
So the most important point is, do we have the confidence that we'll be with God forever?
这也就是帖撒罗尼迦教会一些信徒的两个问题里面的一个。
This is one of the questions, or no, two questions the Christians in Thessalonica had.
等一下我们会看保罗怎么样回答。
Later we'll look at Paul's answer to their question.
那么你说这个我们今天我刚刚讲的是跟今天刚刚我们读的使徒行传第一章第六节那里有什么关系？
So what does this passage and Luke 16 have in common with Luke chapter 1, that passage we just read earlier?
一个不信的人问我什么时候会死。
When an unbeliever asks, when will I die?
那么相信的信徒们问的是主什么时候再来。
And for a believer, we ask, when is the Lord coming?
问这个问题的动机一样不一样？
Are the motives the same for these?
我相信是一样的。
I believe it's the same.
是出于我们自己内心的一个需要。
It's from the need within us.
很切身的一个关系。
It's a very personal need.
我今年一月份开始在灵修开始看《使徒行传》。
This year, starting January, started reading Acts during my devotion time.
那么，我以前我为什么要读《使徒行传》呢
？Why did I choose Acts?
因为我们以前念过好几遍的《使徒行传》，目的就是说， 使徒行传跟教会有很大的关系。
We've read Acts many times in the past because we believe it has a lot to do with the church.
跟我们新约时代教徒有很好的关系。
Has a lot of things to do with the New Testament Christians.
所以我说我就好好的再看一遍。
So I decided to read it more in detail.
我第一天就看第一章。
So the first day I read chapter 1.
看到这里。
And when I got here,
我就想到这从第六节到第十一节这里刚刚有一个很好的主题。
I discovered that starting from verse 6 to 11 there's a very good theme.
我就给他取了一个题目。
And so I gave that the title.
就是等候主。
And that is waiting on the Lord.
那么我就把这段分成三个问题来讨论。
And I divided into three questions for discussion.
因为我们都知道主再来。
Because we all know that the Lord is coming back.
这第一个问题。
So the first question.
很自然的，他什么时候来
？Automatically, we'll ask, when will he come?
第二个问题。
And second question.
他来以前我们怎么准备
？So before he comes, how should we prepare ourselves?
第三个问题，他来的时候是什么样的情形
？Third question. How will it be when he comes again?
所以在第六节这里，有门徒就问。耶稣说主啊你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗
Verse 6 the disciples asked Jesus Lord is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel
他们不确定
They weren't sure
他们一直在期望主快来
They were anticipating the coming of the Lord
也就等于好像我们在问主啊你什么时候来
Is it like our asking the Lord when are you coming
我们怎么知道他们这个时候的心态是怎么样呢
？How can we know the heart condition of the disciples？
因为以色列人
，just for the Israelites，
从小就知道以弥赛亚要会再来。
From the very young age, they knew that the Messiah is coming back。
所以他们常常就想，弥赛亚是不是已经来了
？So they are always thinking, has the Messiah come yet？
那么这个问题呢是说我们想知道主什么时候再来
So this question indicates our desire to know when is the Lord coming back
可是要知道主在什么时候再来对我们有什么好处
But how does this question the answer to the question benefit us
对我们不一定有好处
Might not have a benefit for us
而且这问题很难回答
And also, this is a very hard question to answer.
比方说一个得癌症的病人
For example, a cancer patient.
他问就想问医生两个问题
He wants to ask the doctor two questions.
我会不会死
Will I die?
我还有多久可以活
And how much longer do I have to live?
可是这两个问题医生都不愿意回答
But these two questions the doctor avoid to answer.
也没有办法回答
And they don't really know.Either.
问题说你我会不会死不是说我会不会死而是说这个疾病会不会让我死
The question as to will I die means will this disease kill me
假如能够会让你死的话为什么还要救呢
So if the disease will kill you then why should you try to save me
所以医生都不愿意回答这个问题
So doctors try to avoid answering this question
同样的他也没有办法回答你还有多久可以活。
Similarly, he doesn't know how to answer the length of your life.
因为没有任何一个办法可以回答的非常的确定。
There's no good way to answer it accurately.
所以他们讨论都是怎么讨论法呢
？And so when they discuss, how do they do it?
他们讨论说你还有你的两年的 survival 是百分率是多少？五年的 survival 百分率是多少？十年的 survival 百分率是多少
？Okay, so this is the way they present a patient. Your survival rate for 2 years is this. Survival rate for 5 years is this, and for 10 years is another number.
没有办法。
There's no way.
他没有办法确定。
There's no way they can be sure.
最近。
Recently,
我们有一个病人，很小很小的小孩子。
We had a patient, very young patient.
刚刚好差不多一岁。
almost 1 year old.
可是他在有一个最后一个月的时间里面，就是完全昏迷不醒，有一个多月。
During her last month of life, she was in a, she was unconscious.
那么医生们已经决定了。
And doctors decided.
就是他能够醒过来。
Even if she would wake up.
他这一生也没有办法说话。
Her whole life, during her whole life, she would never be able to speak.
也没有办法走路。
Nor walk.
也没有办法吃东西。
Nor eat.
也没有办法看。
Nor see.
也没办法听。
Nor listen.
所以经过很痛苦的一段时间，父母也就跟医生就决定就不再继续救了。
So after much painful, soul searching, the parents decided not to, try to save this child.
既然不救了，就在医院里面等。
And therefore, after the decision, they just began the waiting time.
等什么呢？
Waiting for what?
就等这小孩子什么时候慢慢死。
Waiting for this child to die slowly.
做父母的就要想知道是一天呢？还是两天呢？
As parents, they wanted to know will it take 1 day or 2 days.
碰到医生就每天这样问。
So when they see a doctor every day, they ask the same question.
医生不知道。
But the doctor said no.
有的医生说会很快吧。
Some doctors say it will be soon.
有的说也不知道。
Others say they don't know.
没有办法。
你
想叫我就每天看这一对父母的每一天在那边等。那个状况心里面的痛苦的的确确很难受。
I really felt bad for the parents because every day I saw them waiting in pain.
所以这个问题不是说我还有多久可以活。
So the question is how much longer do I have to live?
所以这个问题也不是说我什么时候会死。
Nor when will I die?
这问题我的建议对每一个病人的问题是这样问。
My suggestion for all patients is like this.
或者你问你的病人，我不要你想什么时候死，还有多久，而是想在你死以前你怎么活。
Maybe you should ask instead of asking how much longer do I have to live, ask what should I, how should I live before I die.
这是一个很好的问题，可以思想。
This is a good question for us to meditate on.
所以你看，回到使徒行传。
Therefore, let's go back to Acts.
所以耶稣都怎么样回答他们呢？
How did Jesus answer his disciples?
耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。”
Jesus said to them, verse 7, "It's not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by His own authority."
不但不是你们可以知道的。
Not only won't you know,
你们不需要知道。
You don't need to know.
你们知道对你也没有什么好处。
Because even if you knew, won't do you any good.
这就是我们应该对这种事情的看法。
That should be our attitude too.
假如你知道说还有两个月，
if you knew,
你会再来。
There'll be two more months before the Lord comes back.
对你有什么好处？
What's the benefit to you?
你说哦，还有两个月。我可以吃喝玩乐，尽量犯罪，到五十八天我就停了。
You say, okay, two more months, I'll eat, drink, and be merry, and sin whatever way I want for 58 days, and then I'll stop.
第五十九天我祷告，我忏悔，我等待主明天来。
And then on the 59th day, I'll just repent and pray and wait for the Lord to come back.
你说你知道有什么用？
So you see, there's no benefit in knowing.
所以我们不需要知道。
So we don't need to know.
主耶稣告诉你们不需要知道。
Jesus said you don't need to know.
对你没好处。
There's no benefit to you.
神的计划。
God's plan.
不是我们可以想象得到的。
It's not what we can know.
神的计划远超过我们所想象的。
His plan is much higher than we can ever think.
我们刚刚讲过，以色列人一直在想主耶稣。可能就是弥赛亚，弥赛亚已经来了，就在世上就掌权，我们问题就都解决了，不是很好吗？
Like the Israelites, they're waiting for Messiah, and they thought Jesus is Messiah. He said he's come, therefore he'll solve all our problems, we'll live in peace now.
其实这个不是神的计划。
But actually, that's not God's plan.
神的计划是什么？
What is God's plan?
神的计划，他是仍希望在这个世上有这么一段时间。
He wants to have a period of time on earth.
在他建立一个他的王国。
For his kingdom to be established here.
可是他的王国，第一，不受任何地理区域的限制。
But his kingdom is not limited to any geographical location.
第二，也不是一个人的肉眼可以看得见的。
Secondly, it's not visible to our naked eye.
他要每一个人借着主耶对主耶稣基督的信心，让神在他的自己心里面掌权。
He wants everybody through faith in Jesus Christ.To have Jesus reign in their hearts.
这样，就主的王国，神的王国就已经开始建立。
And in this way, the kingdom of God is starting to be established.
换句话说，神让有这么一个教会的时期。
In other words, God is starting this church period.
让借着这个时候，让神在所有的人类的心中。掌权做他们的主。
And during this time, God is reigning in the hearts of believers.
所以我们诗歌本里面有一首诗说耶稣同在就是天堂。
This hymn in our hymn book it says that if you have Jesus' presence, then it's heaven.
你们等一下可以看第357首。
Hymn number 357.
随时随地，只要耶稣与你同在，你就是在天堂里。
Anywhere, anytime, if you have Jesus' presence with you, there's his heaven.
你可以坐在这一刻，你可以说你已经在天堂里。
So right now, you can say you are in heaven already.
假如你已经有这种确据，你有这种生活，你有这种把握，你根本不必问主什么时候再来。
So if you have this kind of assurance, you really don't need to ask when is the Lord coming back.
那么很自然的第二个问题。
So naturally, we have a follow-up question.
我们知道主再来。
We know the Lord's second coming.
我们该怎么准备？
How should we prepare for it?
既然我们不需要 know 他，不需要知道他什么时候来。
Since we don't have to know when he's coming back.
主耶稣教导过，我们应该怎么准备？
Jesus teaches us how to prepare for his coming.
我们看一下马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew, Gospel of Matthew.
24章。
Chapter 24.
这是一个很好的比喻。
There's a very good parable.
24章42节。
Verse 42.
我来念。
And then we'll read it.
那么他前面都讲完，到这里42节他说，所以你们要警醒。因为不知道你们的主哪一天来到，家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。
Verses 42 to 43.
所以换句话说
，In other words，
我们在主来以前，我们要警醒。
Before the Lord comes back, we should be watching.
我们要做一个忠心的仆人。
We should be a faithful servant.
我们要注意等待。
We should pay attention and wait.
我们知道。
Because we know.
假如我们怕人来偷我们的房子。
If we are afraid that a thief will come to rob us.
你从来不会知道什么时候那人会来偷你的房子。
But you never know when the thief is coming, right?
对不对？所以我们要做一些怎么讲预防的措施。
So we should have set some precautions in place.
所以这里就是主耶稣叫我们做，你们应该有做一些预防的措施。
So this is what Jesus said here for us to do to be the precautionary measures.
等一下我们再讨论怎么样做这些预防的措施哈。
And we'll discuss what they are and how we should do them later.
那么刚刚一开始说，我说切磋罗尼迦的信徒问有两个问题。
I mentioned that for the Christians in Thessalonica, they had two questions.
那么他们，我们现在看有一个问题，他们的问题是说呀，他们不知道主耶稣来的时候，他们是不是可以跟主见面。
So one of the first question they had was because they weren't sure that when Jesus came, they would be with him.
我不知道我们当中有没有人 有这种怀疑。
I don't know if there's any among us who has the same kind of doubt.
我知道很多人有这种怀疑。
I know many people have this doubt.
甚至于约伯都有这种怀疑。
Even Job had that doubt.
约伯在十四章里面有过他的怀疑。
Job in chapter 14 had his doubt.
我们不必看哈。
We won't turn to that.
可是我们要看约伯后来他把这个怀疑去掉。
But we see later on that Job had the doubt removed.
我们不知道他怎么能够把这个怀疑去掉的。
We don't know how the doubt was removed.
我相信是神帮助他。
I believe God helped him.
就是在我们当中，假如我们对这个有怀疑，我们愿意把它放在祷告上，愿意去研究神的话语，神一样也会让我们把这个怀疑除掉。
For those among us who have this doubt, then you can pray and read God's word and ask Him to help you remove this doubt.
假如我们看一下约伯记第十九章的话，
If we look at Job chapter 19,
约伯十九章，
Job 19,
第二十六节。二十七节，我来念。二十六、二十七。二十六节说：“我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神，我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，并不像外人，我的心肠在我里面消灭了。”他知道。他有一天会跟神要面对面。他以前没有这种想法，可是他后来知道了。所以很多人会常常有怀疑。所以帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们，他们也有怀疑过。我们回到，我们翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
第五章这里，保罗回答他们。
And Paul answered them in this chapter.
这里面有一些人，他们不知道他们会不会得救。
Here there were people who weren't sure that they will be saved.
他们在想。
They were thinking.
所以保罗就回答了他们。
And so Paul replied them.
保罗说：“弟兄们，论到时候日期，不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里。”叫那日子临到你们像贼一样，你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜，也不是属幽暗，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。这里保罗的回答很简单。
That was verses 1-6. Paul's answer was simple.
最主要在第四节跟第五节。
The main parts were in verses 4 and 5.
保罗告诉他们。
Paul told them.
保罗劝勉他们。
Paul admonished them.
保罗告诉他们，他们是光明之子。
Paul told them that they are sons of light.
就像我们一样，我们都是信神的人，都是光明之子。
All of us believers in God, we are sons of light.
我们一定会得救。
Therefore, we will be saved.
所以，我们不是在黑暗里面。
Therefore, we are no longer in darkness.
可是呢，他继续，接下来他所讲的是告诉我们，我们要怎么样来做，来准备我们。
And he continued on to teach us how to prepare ourselves.
他说，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。我们要警醒谨守，在等待主耶稣来准备我们自己。
Verse 6 says, so that let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober.
那么 他在这个第九节这里他说，因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救，他替我们死，叫我们无论行作睡着都与他同活。再一次给他们一个确据。
So verses 9 to 10, again, Paul assures them.
可是我们要警醒等候。
But we should watch and wait.
我们要过一个像光明之子的生活。
We should live a life that's consistent with the Son of Light.
那么还有一点呢，就是我们应该有一个迫切的感觉。
And also we need to have a sense of urgency.
因为我们知道主什么时候来。
Because we don't know when the Lord comes.
我们不知道是什么时候来。
We don't
可是我们活的每一天就好像主明天可能就来。
We should live each day as though the Lord is coming back the next day.
主可能今天下午等一下就回来。
Maybe the Lord is coming this afternoon.
没有人敢说不会。
Nobody can say he won't come.
也没有人敢说会。
And nobody can be sure he is.
你假如看保罗的书信里面，他写信的时候，他认为很可能在他有生之年主会来。
When you read Paul's epistles, you can see that he was very sure that Jesus is coming back during his lifetime.
很可能。
It's very possible.
所以我们有那种迫切的感觉，不要拖，不要迟延。
So we should have this sense of urgency. Don't drag around.
所以最主要的。
So the most important thing,
我们要自己准备好。
We should prepare ourselves well.
怎么样自己准备好？
How should we prepare ourselves?
我们要跟神的关系搞得正确。
We should have a correct relationship with God.
所以在这个保罗讲得很清楚。
So Paul stated very clearly.
他说，他告诉我们要警醒，要谨守。的意思是说，我们要对什么特别注意呢？
He tells us that we should be alert and sober. What should we pay attention to?
我们这个 sober 这个词很好哈，我们要特别的警醒有关跟属灵的事情。
We should be sober about things connected with the spiritual.
虽然他没有把这个写得很清楚。
Even though he did not list them out.
不过当然这是他的意思。
This is what he meant.
那么我们要警醒等候。
We should watch and wait.
那么我们要跟神面对神的时候，我们没有亏欠神的地方。
So that we will not be ashamed when we face God.
我们要装备我们自己。
We should train ourselves.
那么主耶稣也告诉我们怎么样装备我们自己。
And Jesus teaches us how we should train ourselves.
而且刚刚我们看这个使徒行传，我们回到使徒行传这里。
Let's go back to Acts.
第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
这里说，你们就必但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。这个很熟悉吧？
This is a familiar verse.
这个是主耶稣临走的时候的大使命，是不是？
This is the great commandment Jesus left us.
所以现在很简单，你把保罗所讲的。
So simply we put what Paul just told us.
再加上我们主耶稣的对我们的使命。
And add on to the great commission that Jesus left us with.
这就是我们应该怎么样做来等待主的再来。
And these two added together is what we should be doing as we prepare for the Lord's coming.
大家有没有把马太福音28:20背过？
Have you memorized Matthew 28 verse 20?
做门徒训练的大概都背过。
Anybody who has been in discipleship class has to memorize.
我们回到马太福音二十八章好不好？
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 28.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们谨遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界末了。前面讲到你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，靠奉父、圣父、圣子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。施洗以后， 并不就完了。
In previous two verses, Jesus told that the disciples should make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But we don't end there.
他说我们要还要去给他们怎么样做门徒。
He said that we should make disciples, teach them.
使人做门徒，教导他们。凡我教训你们的，他们都要遵守。
Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you.
所以这个讲得很清楚。
So this is very clear here.
我们的责任
Our duty.
不但装备自己
It's not only to equip ourselves.
不管我们人与神的关系要做得对
And then to have a correct relationship.
我们彼此互相要教导
We should teach one another.
我们彼此互相要帮助
We should help one another.
我们要在一起建立主耶稣基督的身体
and we should build the body of Christ, build up the body of Christ.
等主耶稣基督来的时候
and so when he comes,
他今天下午来
if he comes this afternoon,
假如他明天早上来
or tomorrow morning,
甚至到二十年以后来
or 20 years
我们不晓得
we don't know.
我们只能说主什么时候来我们教会已经都准备好
all we should say is that whenever he comes, our church is ready.
这是我们应该做的工作
This is what we should do.
这是我们应该纪念的
This is what we should
do. 记在我们心里的
That's something that should be in our heart.
我们不需要问主什么时候来
We don't need to ask Lord, when are you coming?
我们只要问我们自己应该做什么事
We should ask, what should I be doing now?
准备好
Am I prepared?
这第三个问题
So the third question.
主再来的时候是什么状况
What will it be like when the Lord comes?
这个是很清楚的解释记载的
This is clearly recorded.
我们可以看一下再回去看一下哥林多前书十五章
Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15
哥林多前书十五章五十二节好像是
First Corinthians
五十二
verse 52
这里说就在一瞬时眨眼之间号筒末次吹响的时候因为号筒要响使人要复活成为不朽坏的我们也要改变这是我们今天的金句要大家要背的
This is a memory verse for us today.
另外一处的经节在哪里呢也就在帖撒罗尼迦前章第四章这是帖撒罗尼迦信徒的第二个问题。
Another place that we can find answers to the second question of the Thessalonian Christian is the second Thessalonians.
第四章。
First Thessalonians.
First. 这第四章。
Chapter four.
十三节。
Verse 13.
这里我来念。论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤。像那些没有指望的人一样我们若信耶稣死而复活了那已经在耶稣里睡了的人神也必将他与耶稣一同带来我们现在照着主的话告诉你们一件事我们这话还存留到主降临的人断不能在那已经睡的人之先因为主必亲自从天降临有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音又有神的号吹响那在基督里死了的人必先存复活以后我们这活着还存留的人保罗把他当作我们可见他想很想他很可能主耶稣来时他还活着所以我们以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里在空中与主相遇这样我们就要和主永远同在这里面谈到两种情形第一主耶稣再来的时候有一个次序
That was 13 to 17 Here I talk of two scenarios First is the order when Jesus comes
这个次序很简单
The order is very simple
第一主耶稣从天再降下来
First the Lord comes down into the heavens.
第二，在主里面已经睡了的人必先被提。
Secondly, those who are asleep in the Lord will be raised first.
第三
，Thirdly,
在主来的时候还活着的人也要改变，然后到被提到空中与主相遇。
Those who are still alive when Jesus comes, they will be changed and they will be together with the Lord in
the air. 所以这就是表示教会的被提。
And this shows that the church
will be changed. 所以有这个次序。
So this is the order.
可是这些事情的发生是怎么样呢？
So how will these things happen?
在一眨眼之间。
This happens in the twinkling of an eye.
很快。
Very fast.
主的来。
Jesus comes.
已经死了的人复活。
Those who are asleep will rise.
活着的人上被提。
Those who are still alive will be
raised. 一下就发生了。
And it happens just in one moment.
Blink your eye. 已经完了。
If you blink your eye, it's all finished.
可是呢这个发生的时候还有三件事情。
Yes, when that happens, there will be three things.
第一个有一个大的呼召，一个大的声音。
First, there will be a shout, a loud shout.
第二个
Secondly,
是有一个号角的吹响。
There will be a trumpet of God.
第三个
Third,
是有一个天使长的声音。
There will be the voice of an archangel.
那么这三件事情是什么意思呢？
What do all these three mean?
你们知道在约翰福音里面提到当主耶稣叫拉撒路复活的时候主耶稣是怎么样？
You know when in the Gospel of John when Jesus raised Lazarus?
主耶稣你们回去可以看现在不必看在十一章约翰福音十一好像十一章那里记载他大声呼喊叫 cried out 叫耶撒路拉撒路从死里面出来有没有记得？
You can go back and read the account in John chapter 11 how Jesus raised Lazarus he cried out with a loud voice
你看这些经我看这个 John MacArthur 的注解讲第一节经节的时候他说这里就是预先表示将来在最后大家复活的时候主耶稣呼喊的能力把所有的已死的门徒都可以叫他们复活。
Okay, I read the John MacArthur's commentary and he said that this episode in John 11 is really a precursor of what Jesus will do when he will use his voice to raise all those who are dead.
所以很多人说这个记载有个大的声音是谁的声音？
So here it says the shout, whose voice was that?
所以John MacArthur认为这就是主耶稣来时他的声音。
So according to John MacArthur, that will be Jesus' shout.
只有他能叫我们复活。
Only his voice can raise us up from the dead.
吹号，为什么要吹号？
What is this trumpet?
这个圣经里面吹号有很多的意义。
There's a lot of meanings attached to this trumpet of God.
你假如看创世纪，不是创世纪，第二本书。出埃及记
If you read the second book in the Bible
出埃及记里面谈到一个号声是表示神与以色列人在山顶上同在的时候的一个现象号角
If you read the trumpet of God in Exodus it will show that it's of God's presence with the Israelites on the mountain
Jasper 你是吹 trumpet 是不是
Jasper you play trumpet
小心哦你是将来可以吹号很有用的
You can play a trumpet one day Very useful
在以色列人他们有一个叫赎罪日 The Day of Atonement 是吧
For the Israelites there's a Day of Atonement
Atonement 的前一天是叫做号角节 The Feast of Trumpet
And the day before that there's a Day of Feast of Trumpet
这也是以色列人他们的新年的第一天
It's also the first day of the Israelites New Year
要吹号
And they have to blow trumpets
要呼召
To announce to everybody
要召集人来
To gather everybody
干什么
To do what
庆贺新年
To celebrate the New Year
我相信他们庆贺新年跟我们一样也吃东西
I am sure they celebrate New Year with food too
也吃很多
And eat a lot too.
可是他们还有一个重要的
But they also do something important.
吹号召集人来宣读摩西五经
To blow the trumpet together, people together to read the laws of Moses.
所以吹号的意思
So the blowing of the trumpet
第一表示召集人
First is to gather the people
第二表示庆祝
Secondly to celebrate
第三在这里吹号表示 象征主耶稣要出来。
Here to signify the coming of Jesus Christ.
你们多少人看了这个奥巴马就职典礼？
How many have you watched the inauguration of Obama, President Obama?
在那个就职典礼以前
before the
在他出来以前
before he came out,
先前旧的总统一个一个出来，对不对？
All the previous living presidents came out.
他们出来的时候，就有人宣布是哪一个人出来，哪一个人出来。
And when each president came out, their names were announced.
那么这个吹号就这个意思，主耶稣来以前有个吹号，表示主耶稣要来了。
So this trumpet sound announces the coming of Jesus.
所以你可以看这些事情的发生。
So if you look at all these things happening,
一块，很快很快。
Very fast.
可是对我们没有痛苦。
For us, no more pain.
所以我们今天讨论的，我们不需要问主什么时候再来。
So what we have talked about.Today is we don't need to ask when is the Lord coming back.
我们也不一定要怕我什么时候死。
And we don't have to be afraid when we will die.
我们每一个人都有一个确据。
We all have assurance.
保罗说过的。
Like Paul said.
我们要与主同在。
We'll be with the Lord.
今天我要讲的一个清楚，我们这里说等主再来，是主再来接我们去的那个再来。
I want to clarify that as we say that for the Lord is coming back for us.We are waiting for him to take us to himself.
不信的人，这个主再来是要审判他们的再来。
For the non-believers, they are waiting for a day when the Lord will come to judge them.
所以保罗已经说过，我们不受审判的。
Paul is saying that we will not be taken up to be judged.
所以这是我们的确据。
So this is our assurance.
所以就是所谓的有福的确据。
So this is a blessed assurance.
那么我们。也知道我们该怎么样等待。
And we know how we should prepare ourselves as we are waiting.
有这种心态，真是巴不得他马上就来。
With this kind of attitude, we really cannot wait for Jesus to come right now.
所以保罗在结束的时候，你假如看他在这个第四章的第十八节。
So therefore, when Paul concludes chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians in verse 18,
他第四章第十八节跟第五章第十一节是完全一样的字。
Verse 18 of chapter 4 and the 5:11 are exactly
the same. 是相近的字，不是完全一样哈。
Similar.
所以你们当用这些话彼此劝勉。
Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
五章十一节他说，所以你们应该彼此劝慰。互相建立。
So 5:11 says, therefore encourage one another and build up one another.
这就是我们也彼此互相劝勉。
And that's what we are doing.
我们互相建立。
Each other and building up each other.
也就是为什么我跟大家讲，我们今天讨论一下等候主。
And that's why we are discussing how we should wait for the Lord.
谢谢，谢谢神。